A vote expected tonight on a local law regarding air pollution in the town of Queemans has been postponed. The measure will now head to the Albany County Planning Board for review. Tonight, the Queemans Town Board is expected to refer its proposed clean air law to the Albany County Planning Board for further review. The law comes after town residents in 2017 got word that a cement plant in town operated by Lafarge was considering taking processed municipal waste to use as fuel. The waste from Hartford, Connecticut would have been processed through a company called Mustang Renewable Power Ventures. Queemans Town Supervisor Philip Crandall said the rumors sparked conversation among concerned residents. He said Lafarge denied it was planning to import processed waste.
Lafarge denies that. They say that they were in talks with them, but then they cut the talks off. Well, you know, who knows what the truth is, but we found out about it. And so then the people of the town raised a ruckus, which was absolutely the right thing to do. I would expect them to raise a ruckus.
And not just town residents, but others downwind of the Lafarge plant, including Barbara Heinzen, who lives just over the town line in New Baltimore.
For me, this is very much a question of the health of the community, and not just the community in Queemans, but for all the communities around us who are downwind of the smokestacks here.
So, concerned about the potential impacts of trash incineration, the town started working to develop its clean air law. Again, Supervisor Crandall.
Because we wanted to make sure that this could never happen in our town, that we would not be the garbage capital of the Northeast.
Crandall, however, says the law does not specifically target Lafarge. Michael Ewall of the Energy Justice Network was brought in to help write the clean air law, which would ban and set guidelines for several kinds of materials in the town.
Even in plants that are equipped to be burning trash, they still, as the State Environmental Agency in New York has pointed out, are far dirtier than burning coal. So this would be a step back for air quality if we're going to take a plant that's not even designed to be a trash incinerator and start burning trash in place of coal.
Lafarge made upgrades to its kiln at the facility in order to burn alternative fuels. As the Times Union reported, tires, for example, would be used as fuel to replace coal materials. The upgrades, the newspaper said, came after a 2010 agreement between the company and state and federal governments regarding emissions. The company submitted to the town revisions to the clean air law, including allowing the burning of fuel quality tires or other materials beneficially used under New York conservation law as an ingredient or material. State Senator George Amador, a Republican of the 46th District, says Lafarge was doing the right thing by working with the town.
They're asking if they can utilize their kiln for other types of fuel sources that have been permitted in the past, and I think they're being good corporate partners asking the local governments for permission or permitting, and I support that.
Amador said he is seeking a pragmatic approach, not a political one. Lafarge did not respond to a request for comment on the clean air law from WAMC Thursday. Supervisor Crandall explained why he is seeking the additional layer of oversight by sending the law to the county.
Because I value the Albany County Planning Board's opinion. They have experts who deal with stuff. And basically, I want to make sure the law is technically right. It's written well. What's in it is not contrary to county town, or any other state or federal laws. They'll look it all over and they'll either give us a thumbs up or a thumbs down, or possibly they might want to suggest some changes.
Crandall said he expects a town vote on the clean air law within the next month and a half. For WAMC News, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.